This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Apple's biggest market outside of the U.S. is Greater China. With Apple, it's all business there. They've removed the New York Times from their app store this year and now have removed VPNs, which allow users to evade the firewall of censors there from their store in order to keep the government happy. U.S. District Court judge issued a ruling blocking new Arkansas abortion restrictions from going into effect August 1st. Four laws were approved earlier this year by Arkansas lawmakers, despite similar measures having been ruled unconstitutional in several other states. President Vladimir Putin announced that the American diplomatic mission in Russia must reduce its staff by 755 employees, an aggressive response to new American sanctions that seem ripped right from the Cold War playbook and sure to increase tensions between the two capitals. Small social media campaigns began in Afghanistan for women to claim and say their own names, which is not the current practice or culture, where women are seen as similar to property based on tribal tradition. The denial of women's basic identity in public is emblematic of how deep misogyny runs in this society, when even male school children often get into fights to defend their honor, which they are taught is besmirched if someone mentions their mother's name or sister's name. Hackers several years ago were able to access a trove of emails from the German parliament, including, some believe, the chancellor's office. None of it has been released, but many believe it is likely to become public as the German election looms in early September. A legal complaint by Electronic Privacy Information Center alleges that Google is newly gaining access to a trove of highly sensitive information, the credit and debit card purchase records of the majority of U.S. consumers, without revealing how they got the information or giving consumers meaningful ways to opt out. The group claims that Google is relying on a technical method to protect the data that should be audited and is likely vulnerable to hacks. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.